Listening test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Now open your question paper and look at part one.
You will hear a conversation between Annetta and Charlotte, first-year university students, and Bill, who works for the Student Union Employment Service. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Notice that an example has been done for you. This time only, the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
Hi, Bill. This is my friend Charlotte. She's doing first year science too.
The student is in first year science, so you write science on the form. Now, let's begin. Answer the questions as you listen. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hi, Bill. This is my friend Charlotte. She's doing first year science too.
Pleased to meet you, Charlotte. Annetta told me you want some part-time work. Now, I just have to complete your details on the computer. What's your surname?
Johnston.
With an E?
Yes. J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-E.
I know that you live in the Heathfield Street student residence, but I can't remember the street number there.
It's 126.
126. Good. And the phone number?
Well, actually, I never give people that number because sometimes nobody answers or they forget to pass on the messages. So, I bought a mobile phone yesterday, but I can't remember the number. I think it's 0414 847 748. I'll just check. No, sorry, not 748. It's 749.
0414 847 749?
Yes, that's right. I must try and remember it.
And what sort of work are you looking for?
Well, anything really, I suppose, though it depends when it is. I'd rather work during the day, if that's possible.
How many hours a week were you thinking of?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe about 10. But I need to keep at least 2 days a week free for study.
Do you have any work experience?
Not much, though I used to help in my uncle's shop when I was at school.
Okay, well, I'll put it in, but we don't usually get shop work. What about gardening?
I'd rather not. Everything I touch dies. What other kinds of work are there?
Well, there's a lot of demand for house cleaning, fast food preparation and kitchen work and pizza delivery if you've held a driving licence for 12 months.
I'm not sure. Can I have a look at the vacancies while you talk to Annetta?
You now have some time to look at questions 6 to 11. As you listen to the rest of the conversation, answer questions 6 to 11.
Bill, I'd like to change my job.
You're at the Hamburger Express on the High Street, aren't you? What's the problem?
Well, I never know what hours I'm going to work. I start at 7 p.m. and I'm supposed to finish at 11 p.m. but sometimes they keep me until 2 or 3 a.m.
Yes, that is a bit late if you have to make a 9 a.m. lecture the next day.
And the other thing is the pay. They're supposed to pay me on Thursdays, but they never pay me on the correct day, often not until Friday or Saturday. A few weeks ago, I had to wait until Sunday. They said their son was sick, so they couldn't get to the bank, but they're always making excuses.
Yes, that doesn't sound too good. Would you be interested in pizza delivery? You need to have a driving licence.
Yes, I've got a licence, but I think I'd like to change from working in the evening. Are there any day jobs available?
Well, as I told Charlotte, there are several cleaning and gardening vacancies. And this childcare job that just came in this morning. Do you like children?
Yes, I do, actually. What's the job?
Let's have a look. Collect the boy aged 4 from kindergarten at 3 p.m. Pick up the other two girls who are aged 6 and 9 from the primary school at 3:15. You take them home and look after them. The parents will be home by 7.
That sounds quite good. What about the pay?
It's the same as you're earning now, 4 hours a day, Monday to Friday, so 20 hours a week. You need to contact Mrs. Alicia Thompson. Her phone number is 91045629, and she lives in Springfield.
I've never been to Springfield. I hope I don't get lost.
Don't worry. It sounds quite straightforward. Let's have a look at the street directory. The Thompsons live here in Tulip Street, number 252. So you catch the 631 bus, get off here next to the post office in Daisy Terrace. Walk past the post office to the corner, and on the opposite corner is the kindergarten. Then walk down Daffodil Place and cross over to the primary school. Then keep going down Daffodil Place to the corner and turn right into Tulip Street.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hi, Bill. This is my friend Charlotte. She's doing first year science too.
Pleased to meet you, Charlotte. Annetta told me you want some part-time work. Now, I just have to complete your details on the computer. What's your surname?
Johnston.
With an E?
Yes. J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-E.
I know that you live in the Heathfield Street student residence, but I can't remember the street number there.
It's 126.
126. Good. And the phone number?
Well, actually, I never give people that number because sometimes nobody answers or they forget to pass on the messages. So, I bought a mobile phone yesterday, but I can't remember the number. I think it's 0414 847 748. I'll just check. No, sorry, not 748. It's 749.
0414 847 749.
Yes, that's right. I must try and remember it.
And what sort of work are you looking for?
Well, anything really, I suppose, though it depends when it is. I'd rather work during the day, if that's possible.
How many hours a week were you thinking of?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe about 10. But I need to keep at least 2 days a week free for study.
Do you have any work experience?
Not much, though I used to help in my uncle's shop when I was at school.
Okay, well, I'll put it in, but we don't usually get shop work. What about gardening?
I'd rather not. Everything I touch dies. What other kinds of work are there?
Well, there's a lot of demand for house cleaning, fast food preparation and kitchen work and pizza delivery if you've held a driving licence for 12 months.
I'm not sure. Can I have a look at the vacancies while you talk to Annetta? Bill, I'd like to change my job.
You're at the Hamburger Express on the High Street, aren't you? What's the problem?
Well, I never know what hours I'm going to work. I start at 7 p.m. and I'm supposed to finish at 11 p.m. but sometimes they keep me until 2 or 3 a.m.
Yes, that is a bit late if you have to make a 9 a.m. lecture the next day.
And the other thing is the pay. They're supposed to pay me on Thursdays, but they never pay me on the correct day, often not until Friday or Saturday. A few weeks ago, I had to wait until Sunday. They said their son was sick, so they couldn't get to the bank, but they're always making excuses.
Yes, that doesn't sound too good. Would you be interested in pizza delivery? You need to have a driving licence.
Yes, I've got a licence, but I think I'd like to change from working in the evening. Are there any day jobs available?
Well, as I told Charlotte, there are several cleaning and gardening vacancies. And this childcare job that just came in this morning. Do you like children?
Yes, I do, actually. What's the job?
Let's have a look. Collect the boy aged 4 from kindergarten at 3 p.m. Pick up the other two girls who are aged 6 and 9 from the primary school at 3:15. You take them home and look after them. The parents will be home by 7.
That sounds quite good. What about the pay?
It's the same as you're earning now, 4 hours a day, Monday to Friday, so 20 hours a week. You need to contact Mrs. Alicia Thompson. Her phone number is 91045629, and she lives in Springfield.
I've never been to Springfield. I hope I don't get lost.
Don't worry. It sounds quite straightforward. Let's have a look at the street directory. The Thompsons live here in Tulip Street, number 252. So you catch the 631 bus, get off here next to the post office in Daisy Terrace. Walk past the post office to the corner, and on the opposite corner is the kindergarten. Then walk down Daffodil Place and cross over to the primary school. Then keep going down Daffodil Place to the corner and turn right into Tulip Street.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.